Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. It is time for noonday prayer. It is so good to be in the house of the Lord. It is, you know, people say, well, you're not in a physical church. You don't have to be in a physical church to be in the house of the Lord. So we give him honor. We give him glory. We give him praise. We thank you, God, for allowing us to be before your throne. I'm going to try something and see if this will work. See if I can play this song.
We don't have to come with this one.
So, just trying something new today, Saints. Let's see how we get it. You know, sometimes he has things for us, and he wants us to step out in faith. You know, that's the thing. Most of us will step out in faith because right now we're walking in fear of the things that we see and things that we and know that it's going to be okay. He never said things are going to know 100% fireproof. God is a God who loves for us to trust in him, even when we can't see the things happening, even when we can't feel the things happening, even when we know we have done all we can. And, you know, you said, Pastor, what's the purpose of prayer? I prayed all night, I prayed all day, and Pastor, nothing has happened. It's like my prayers are not being answered. But God told me to tell you, just hold on. When you at the midst, and heaven knows, when you at the midst of just giving up, when you at the midst of saying, Pastor, I don't want to do this no more. I done prayed night and day. I done fight. I done tired that I have been told to do, and still I see no breakthrough. Still I see no residual of what I'm praying for. God told me to tell you to just hang on, that your prayers are not falling on deaf ears. Nor can he not see your tears. For he knows the prayer that you are putting petition before him. And he knows what you're asking for. He just telling me to tell you to hang on in there. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel, because it's never too late with God. Just because he doesn't answer you right away, maybe it's because he's going to give you something better than what you asked for. Maybe he's going to give you something three times more than what you thought you were going to get. Sometimes we have to be patient. And that's what God does. He sometimes teaches us patience, because not all of us have patience. Not all of us are patient enough to wait on God. Sometimes we get carried. God didn't do it like this. Well, God said, be patient. Amen? Amen. So you have to sometimes be patient. You have to sometimes give God the time to say, this is what he's going to do. This is how he's going to do it. And you just hang on in there. I promise you something. God is not a God that he will not hear your prayer. God is not a God that he will not deny you of your prayer. He wants you to pray for him. He wants you to pray to him. He wants you to hold your prayers out and say, God, I need you. 9 out of 10 times, we as humans, we will go to everybody but God first. And God sitting there, he's saying, why can't you come to me with your prayer? I'm here waiting to answer your prayer. And that's what Daddy wants. Let's see if we can play this song. Amen.
Jump in the huddle. Getting caught in that rush. Doing so much. Feeling kind of worn out. All the check in the box. Trying to be focused. Has been spinning in my head. Catching my breath. To a big slowdown. I tell myself, keep it up, that God wants more than just my love. But I think complicated things, it's just like me. Things. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Put everything right back to ground zero. Cause it all comes down to this. Love God, love people. We're living in a world that keeps breaking. But if we want to find a way to make it, it all comes down to this. Love God, love people. I'm just a freedom, freedom, just a kingdom. Knowing life can be found, but love can be loved. Love is what it's all about. Tell myself to keep it up, that all God wants is just my love. No more complicated things, no more need. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Everything went off the ground zero, cause it all comes down to this. Love God, love people. We're living in a world that keeps breaking, but if you want to run away, change it. It all comes down to this. Love God, love people. Love is patient, love is kind. Rescue hearts and change his life. Love is all we need to make things right. Gotta keep it real simple. It's really so simple. Oh, oh, oh. Gotta keep it real simple. Keep it real simple. Bring everything on the path to ground zero. Cause it all comes down to this. Love.
My heart was heavy on the 4th when I saw the young man in Chicago. He injured 36 and killed 6. My heart was hurt when I saw the mask at the school of Uvalde where the kids died. My heart was hurt when I saw the people in Buffalo, New York shot down at a grocery store. Saints, we are at a place where people are not regarding life for nothing. They just take people's life. So let us go on in prayer. Love God and love people. Father God, we come to you this morning asking, Father God, that if we would just learn to love you and love people, Father God, that it would not be so easy for us, Father God, to take people's life right now, Father God. It would not be easy for us right now, Father God, to go out and kill random people that we do not know, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, if we had the love of Christ in us, we would not go out, Father God, trying to hurt or injure for the wrong reasons, Father God. Father God, let wickedness that bounds on this earth, Father God, let it be put at a halt right now, Father God. Let the wicked stop and cease right now, Father God. Cease the hand of the enemy right now, Father God, that he will not talk to people with mental illness to go out and do things that they should not do right now, Father God. But Father God, we know you are a God of love. We know you are a God of compassion. We know you are a God of caring and a God of hope and a God of faith and a God of grace and a God of mercy right now, Father God. We know that you are God of temperance and meekness right now, Father God. And your greatest commandment was to love your neighbor as you love yourself right now, Father God. And Father God, we're not seeing that right now, Father God. There's a lot of people right now, Father God, who are scared to even go out to the stores right now, Father God, for the lack of wickedness that abounds in this earth right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you come into the earth right now, Father God. Bend the hands of the enemy who's allowing man right now, Father God. Father God, begin to talk to these people who have this urge to want to go out and kill random people right now, Father God. Shake the spirit, Father God, like it's never been shaken before right now, Father God. Have someone to have them put their guns down. Have someone go by anyone's home who's thinking of taking a gun to kill innocent people right now, Father God. So, Father God, we trust and believe in your word, and we stand on your word, calling on your name right now, Father God, that you come into the land right now, Father God, and cease all this killing right now, Father God. Well, we know in the book of Revelation, you said it will be like the last days of Noah right now, Father God, and the wickedness is bowing right now, Father God. We know your love goes forth throughout the earth right now, Father God. We know your love goes forth throughout the earth with compassion and fairness right now, Father God, and meek and humbleness right now, Father God. So, Father God, let your characteristics of love, meek, kind, careness, humbleness, temperance, long-suffering, let it go out through the land right now, Father God, and flush the wickedness out of this world right now, Father God. Father God, cease every hand that wants to kill, Father God. Cease every hand that wants to steal right now, Father God. Cease every hand that wants to destroy right now, Father God. But so many people are losing their loved ones, Father God, not from COVID, but from gun violence right now, Father God. So touch their hearts right now, Father God. Heal their broken hearts of the ones who have lost their loved ones to gun violence right now, Father God. Give them the heart to know that you are right there beside them right now, Father God. Let them know that they're not by their stuff right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, I know they're asking why. Why did this happen to my loved one right now, Father God? But give them the knowledge to know that you are right there and you never left right now, Father God. Give them the understanding right now, Father God. But I know that they stand in their hearts, they don't understand. But Father God, give them the understanding right now. Give them the passive understanding of everything by and by right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our hospital systems right now, Father God. Look on those who are still suffering with COVID right now, Father God. But we know that there are a few people who are actually struggling with COVID right now, Father God. Father God, begin to work on them right now, Father God. Begin to touch their lungs and their respiratory system right now, Father God. Father God, begin to touch their heart right now, Father God. Begin to clean their blood right now, Father God, from any COVID viruses that may be in their bloodstreams right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that you are a healer and a deliverer right now. And we thank you for it right now, Father God. We thank you for the deliverance of healing right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our school system right now, Father God. Begin to help our school systems become strong and security right now, Father God. Where next year coming, no young kid will be hurt by a stranger entering the school with a gun right now, Father God. Father God, begin to build a system where there is tight security for all of our schools right now, Father God. Not just our elementary, but for our middle and junior high and college as well, Father God. But Father God, we know the wicked is running rapid in the world right now, Father God. Father God, begin to protect each person that goes to the grocery store right now, Father God. Let them not be harmed or hurt by any stray bullets right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our senior citizens right now, Father God, who's struggling to find the answer for their loneliness right now, Father God. Touch their minds and their heart and let them know that they are not alone right now, Father God. Father God, look in our government system right now, Father God, for every wicked politician, every wicked governor right now, Father God. Cease them right now and have them to cease and desist and to walk in your ways and your will right now, Father God. Father God, guide our president and vice president right now, Father God, for they need some answers from you right now, Father God. Let them know that they cannot handle this situation on their own right now, Father God. Let them bend their knees and bow their head to you right now, Father God, looking for answers from you right now, Father God, not from the poke of family or friends right now, Father God, but from you right now, Father God. Give them the strength and knowledge and understanding right now, Father God, that will help the land and the family, gas prices and food right now, Father God. Give them the witty sense right now, Father God, to help them combat the high gas prices right now, Father God. Give them the sense of witty human right now, Father God, to help them help the inflation right now, Father God, for food prices are getting higher and higher right now, Father God. Father God, give us the knowledge and understanding right now how to sustain our food right now, Father God. Father God, look down on each and every single member right now, Father God, who's listening right now, Father God. Give them the triple blessing right now, Father God. Portion of a triple blessing right now, Father God. Open up the windows of heaven and let them be able to pour into their storehouses right now. Father God, bless Pastor Michael and Prophet Candace right now, Father God. Let them have a triple anointing right now, Father God. Let them have the blessings that you have put before them right now, Father God. Open up every door that needs to be opened right now, Father God. And close every door that needs to be closed right now, Father God. Look down to Bishop right now, Father God. Bless Bishop Sean and everything that he is doing right now, Father God. Bless him in the chaplaincy right now, Father God. Open up the door for him, Father God, that he may be able to endure right now, Father God, that he may be able to bring more chaplains into the forefront right now, Father God. Father God, bless my household as well right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, bless every household in the United States right now, Father God. Bless those that are crying out to you, seeking your face day and night right now, Father God. Bless those who are fasting and praying for answers right now, Father God. Let them know that their prayer is heard right now, Father God. Let them not walk around thinking that you have not answered or healed their, heard their prayers right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that you are a God that listens to your babes as much as you feed the birds in the field and clothe the lily of the valley now, Father God. So Father God, we ask for your blessings. We ask for your wisdom. We ask for your knowledge right now, Father God, because we know we cannot go wrong asking for these things right now, Father God. So, Father God, we give you the glory, we give you the honor right now, Father God, and asking of these things right now, Father God. Father God, look down on all of our government system right now, Father God, who's working in the trash department and working in the water department and working in the light department right now, Father God. Father God, heal them right now and give them strength to continue going on in the neighborhood and helping the neighbors right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, let us continue to love our neighbors as we love ourselves right now, Father God. Giving all of the answer and the help that we can provide to each other right now, Father God. Let us not be selfish right now, Father God, ill will towards one another right now, Father God. But let us be able to love each other, Father God, as you have loved us right now, Father God. Father God, let us be able to walk in your way and your will right now, Father God. And all of the tasks that you have before us right now, Father God. Father God, let us answer our calling right now, Father God, being able to be strong, bold soldiers to the callings that you have given us right now, Father God. Father God, let us go out to the highways and byways by tool right now, Father God, teaching the lost and saving the homeless right now, Father God. Help the drug addiction and the alcoholic right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, if there's anybody out there who's listening right now, Father God, who is struggling with alcohol addiction and drug addiction right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you cease that taste from them right now, Father God. Shake their spirit where they will not want to do drugs or alcohol right now, Father God. Take the taste out of the spirit, out of their mouth, out of their thought right now, Father God. That when they get ready to take another drink or get ready to take another drug right now to them right now, Father God. Father God, touch the addictions right now, Father God. But it's not just drug and alcohol, but there's food addiction right now, Father God. Touch these addictions right now, Father God. Let them be able to break from these addictions and deliver them right now, Father God. Father God, look down on the mother right now, Father God, who is now in the process of getting ready to start a business right now, Father God. And she's starting her salon right now, Father God. And Father God, she got just enough for the mortgage on her building, but she don't have enough for her supplies right now, Father God. Father God, let the supplier of her products come and give her a discount on her supplies right now, Father God. Father God, on an individual getting ready to open up a grocery store right now, Father God. Let him be able to open it up and have a grand opening with lots of love and lots of products right now, Father God. I see right now, Father God, he's trying to put the grocery store in order right now, Father God. Let him know that you will guide his hand and set his shelf up on the store that it should be set right now, Father God. Father God, I see a young man right now going into the car dealership business right now, Father God. Father God, he has never done a car dealership business at all right now, Father God. But Father God, bless him where he can sell cars and provide for his family right now, Father God. Let him walk in faith and not in fear right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that you are a father that loves faithful people and not fearful people right now, Father God. So let us do everything in faith. Let us do everything knowing that we can rely on you and not on ourselves right now, Father God. Let us build our strength on you and not on ourselves right now, Father God. For you said there is nothing impossible with you right now, Father God. You have told us, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world right now, Father God. So we know that you dwell in each and every last one of us, Father God. So let us walk in your strength and not our strength right now, Father God. Let us walk in strength to go out to the homeless right now, Father God. Let us be able to give them some substance that will help them put a roof over their clothes on their backs right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, touch their mind right now, Father God, and let them know that they don't have to be homeless right now, Father God. Give them the strength and encouragement, Father God, to not give up, but to keep trying right now, Father God. Father God, give them the strength to let them know that you are by their sides and you will give them the blessings if they will just try right now, Father God. Father God, look at each and every one of the homes that are going through any type of financial difficulties right now, Father God, any type of financial difficulties, any type of physical difficulties right now, Father God, any type of mental difficulties right now, Father God. Touch the homes right now and bind the hand of the enemy right now, Father God. Let not break the union of marriages and family right now, Father God. Father God, run him out of homes that are trying to love you and trying to stay together as a unit right now, Father God. Let the enemy know he has no stronghold in his homes right now, Father God. And Father God, we give you the honor, we give you the glory, and we give you the blessing right now, Father God. We love you with our heart, mind, and soul right now, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I see prophecies online. Prophecies, are you online, my dear? I guess she's not. Prophecies, are you online? Pastor Michael, are you online? Okay. I see Prophecies line. Prophecies Candace line is on. They're not near. But we give you the honor. We give you the glory, Lord Father God, for Prophecies Candace and Pastor Michael right now, Father God. Father God, we know that they're ready to start their church right now, Father God. So we give you the honor, we give you the glory, we give you the blessing, Father God. Father God, as a matter of fact, not only just them, but all of the pastors that are struggling to hold their church open right now, Father God. Give you the glory for just knowing that you are working with pastors. Father God, let them not get weary and well doing because of the numbers not in the church, Father, because of the quality is not in the church, Father God. Let them know that they are the church right now, Father God. Let them know that they are the pillar, the post, the pillar of the church right now, Father God. And that's what we stand on right now, Father God. We stand on the word and not on a building right now, Father God. Our foundation is in your word and not in a building or the finance or the quality or the quantity right now, Father. Building and building, Father God, in your name right now, Father God. Not in our name right now, Father God. Not in our quality of our church right now, Father God. Not in the quality of our people, but let us build in your name, Father God. Let us walk in your name, Father God. Let us be humble in your name right now, Father God. Not hearty or boast up or prideful right now, Father God. But let us remain humble with your spirit right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that these are the things that you require of us right now, Father God. So Father God, we give you the honor, we give you the glory, we give you the praise right now, Father God, knowing that all things are possible right now, Father God. Father God, keep a protective hedge around our children that's out for the summer right now, Father God. Let no harm come near them, seen or unseen right now, Father God. Keep a protective hedge around the single mothers and single fathers right now, Father God, who are raising their family by themselves right now, Father God. Give them the energy and strength to continue to do the things that they do right now, Father God. Father God, build them up where they may be weak. Strengthen them where they may be broken right now, Father God, that they can go on to their jobs and to their homes right now, Father God, keeping a stability in their life right now, Father God. Father God, look at the school teachers who are getting ready to start the new school year right now, Father God. Give them the products and the substance that they need to teach the children well this year, Father God. Let all of our teachers be encouraged and be strong at their jobs right now, Father God. Let them not get weary and well-doing right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, look on every individual that's working hard and struggling to keep a roof over their family's head right now, Father God. Give them the substance right now, Father God. Pour out a blessing on them right now, Father God, that they may go and keep their home strong and build on a great foundation right now, Father God. Father God, as a matter of fact, we ask that you bless everyone that's looking for blessings right now, Father God. Give their prayer and honor their word right now, Father God. But we are dependent and leaning on you, Daddy, because we know we cannot depend and lean on anybody else right now, Father God. So, Father God, we call this prayer done, and we give you the honor right now. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen. So, saints, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to see if I can get in touch with Pastor Michael and Prophet Candace. I would like to start doing a Bible study. And if it's possible, I would like to invite you guys onto the Bible study. We are moving forward. And I keep telling you, don't be late. Don't meet me at noonday prayer. Beat me at noonday prayer. So I would like to start doing our Bible study if possible. So, saints, when we get ready to start our Bible study, I will give you the information. And we're also going to be finding out, what do you guys like in Bible study? What do y'all want to study about? Because right now, we really should be studying about the book of Revelations, because we're actually starting the book of Revelation. We're actually getting into that. If we're not already in it, our toes are already in Revelation. And so, saints, we have to stay in the Word. We have to continue on reading the Word. We have to continue on living the Word of God, because if we don't, we will be lost. We will be shipped like wheat. Like the Bible says, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And we don't want that in our life, so we need to go, saints, forward and stay in the Word of God. So this is my prayer to each and every last one of you. I thank everybody for being on noonday prayer. God bless each and every last one of you. May you have a great day and the rest of the week. This is my prayer to you guys. Amen. This ends noonday prayer.